Good evening with WXPR News. I'm Ken Kroll. State Senator Tom Tiffany of Hazelhurst chaired an hours-long public hearing in Ladysmith today on a bill that would eliminate Wisconsin's nearly two decades-long mining moratorium law. The current law requires that before the state can issue a permit for mining of sulfide ore bodies, companies must first provide an example of where a metallic sulfide mine in the U.S. or Canada has not polluted surface or groundwater during or after mining. Tiffany has been promoting the closed Ladysmith mine as an example of a mine that has been successfully reclaimed. He has introduced the Mining for America Act, which repeals the law that he feels would bring economic development for northern Wisconsin.
It is a great opportunity for us to create good family-sustaining jobs and to be able to do it with a terrific asset that we have that no other part of the state of Wisconsin has. And quite candidly, there are very few areas in North America that have the endowment that we have here in northern Wisconsin.
Several speakers spoke in favor of mining, including Ladysmith Administrator Al Christensen, who said the mine, in his view, hasn't polluted the Flambeau River and didn't produce a boom and bust economic cycle. But one of the state's leading voices against sulfide mining in Wisconsin, Al Geddix, Executive Secretary of the Wisconsin Resources Protection Council, said the Mining for America bill is a misrepresentation of the facts and science concerning sulfide mining.
There is, however, one fact that we both can agree with, that Wisconsin's prove it first mining moratorium is not a moratorium at all, but a condition that must be met before permits are granted. After 20 years of experience since the passage of the mining moratorium law, the mining industry still cannot demonstrate that sulfide mining can be done without polluting the environment, so they want to abolish the law.
Geddix and Tiffany had a heated exchange leading up to this.
Do you believe mining can be done under any conditions safely?
Not sulfide mining. There are other types of mining, and there are theoretical possibilities of sulfide mining in areas where there's very little water.
So maybe there could be mining where there's virtually no water.
Yes.
Audio courtesy Wisconsin Eye. A link to their website is at WXPR.org. Governor Walker says the recently approved state budget has good news for schools hoping to put in fab labs in K-12 districts. Walker today stopped in Three Lakes, the site of the state's first fabrication laboratory in a K-12 setting, and said after the protracted budget debate, money for the labs has grown in the state budget.
Now with the fab lab here and the inspiration you provided to people all across the state, and that is they kept intact in the budget committee all of the increase. We've more than doubled the amount of dollars that are available for Fab Lab grants across the state. And so yesterday I saw a bunch of new ones that were just popping up in districts, big and small alike, across the state of Wisconsin. We also, thanks to one of your colleagues just down the way, who's a really passionate advocate, as is Representative Swearingen, but Mary Felskowski, she was able on the finance committee to put about $400,000 more in for training.
Many districts in the North Woods have or are in the process of getting labs which use high-speed internet, sophisticated software, and 3D printers to manufacture items. Some say the fab labs could spur entrepreneurship in rural areas. Walker says the budget will add $639 million for K-12 education. Minocqua will host the 6th annual No Frills Marathon Saturday, and a state marketing grant is helping bring in new participants. It also could help with the area's bottom line. Chamber of Commerce Executive Director Crystal Westfall says the event began as a marathon along the Bearskin Trail from Tomahawk to Minocqua. Last year, she says they got a state joint effort marketing grant to try and bring in more half-marathon participants, and they focused on bringing more half-marathon runners this year. The Department of Tourism provided a $3,250 grant this year as well.
This event really does affect our region more than just the Minocqua area per se. We start the marathon down in Tomahawk and we run the Bearskin Trails. It is a great economic impact, about $55,000 to $100,000 we estimate we receive sort of in our area just from the participants of this marathon.
She says registration is Friday night at Minocqua Brewing Company, and the marathon starts Saturday morning at 9 in the Tomahawk area. The half marathon begins at about 7:30 a.m. More information is at the Minocqua Area Chamber of Commerce. And the signs for many of the Northwoods medical facilities will be changing soon, except for one well-known facility. Ascension will have its name and brand on the facilities they have in the Northwoods, says spokesperson Laura Barber.
We're starting to rebrand, and we're starting to adopt the name of Ascension at all of our facilities across the state. And what's exciting is that we're starting that within the legacy ministry healthcare footprint. So our facilities across central and northern Wisconsin that have been part of Ministry Healthcare are adopting the new Ascension name legally, as well as a new RAND around Ascension throughout the region.
One exception is Howard Young Medical Center in Woodruff.
In the Woodruff market, we are adopting the brand of Ascension, but we're not changing the name of Howard Young Medical Center. That name stays the same. But you will see the brand be adopted at that hospital as well.
Barber says the change is a legal name change and branding effort and will not make changes in doctors' services or insurance. The weather forecast for tonight, look for skies to be cloudy early, then gradually clearing, low around 34. For Friday, some frost early, otherwise sunny, high 62. Saturday, patchy fog and frost before 7 o'clock, otherwise sunny with a high 66 on Saturday, 69 and sunny on Sunday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.